There was a silk mill and there was a hat factory. I think a lot of them they made, I believe, I mean, it's before my time, but they made, I believe, men's straw boaters. And they, like my relatives were hat blockers. Well, that was often somebody who made the block that the hat went on. But
yes.
You could also be one where it was steamed on a block.
Yes.
So although my grandmother and the great-grandmothers used to plait straw and walk from Wellham Green and Coney Heath up the Auburn Way, which had been St Peter's, because the nearest church from you either had to go to North Mimms or Barnet, but the nearest church. So if you were born in Sleepside or Hatfield, Wellham Green and that, the nearest Church of England church was St Peter's. So they used to do that walk, and they would plait as they walked, and then they would sell it on St Albans Market. They would sell it to the straw platters. There was also at the bottom of Victoria Street, there was a straw plaiting school a long time ago, I believe. People paid tuppence for their child to be taught plaiting, but then they could sell the plaits that the child... I mean, these were children of four, five, what have you, and a horrible thing, because if it was indoor, you had to be... It didn't have to be too well heated because the straw would go brittle. There was a hat factory bottom of Victoria Street up to the 30s.
Right.
They've got records of that in the museum. Most people, it was a cottage industry. People did the plaiting. You know, that was well known. I mean, it mainly started in this area. Napoleonic Wars, they couldn't import the straw from France. And it was found that Bedfordshire and Hertfordshire could grow that, could do the straw, and somebody invented a splitting thing. So the women, there is on record in Wellham Green, 1850 something church record, and there is a comment of a family of a widow and her daughters, and the vicar is rather annoyed because the women of the village would not take on domestic work. And they considered they were getting a bit above themselves. But the truth of it was that the men were doing labouring, and they were only earning then 17 and 6 a week. But the women doing straw platters could earn £1 a week. So if you were like my great-great-great-great-grandma and you had your two daughters living with you, you had £3 a week.
Gosh.
So a lot of the women would not get involved with men or marry young, because they could actually make more money doing their straw plaiting. They were also a lot fitter because they did a 5-mile walk. They were not in like the people did the weaving and the spinning. They were not confined into a little tiny hovel breathing in the smoke and the damp. They were actually walking, plaiting as they walked, 5 miles in the fresh air. So they were often very much fitter. They didn't bother to get involved with men because they were better off. They weren't, you know, they didn't have to do everything their father or their brother said, because normally if you didn't go into domestic or farm work, you were at the beck and call of your brothers or fathers. But because you were capable of going out and earning your own living,